The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time for Happy Hour, how to get what you want out of life and create more happiness with your hosts, Liv and Kelly. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to start living your best life, the time is now. Here are your hosts, Liv and Kelly.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Happy Hour. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Olivia. Welcome.
This week of a very exciting episode, we're doing a Dear Liv and Kelly. So we are just going to be answering all the questions we have received from you guys. And we want to hear more. So please tweet us, message us, email us, call in. We would love to hear and answer any questions you guys may have.
Yeah, we're still monitoring the happy hour at naturalgreatnesscoaching.com email. So you can still send your questions that way. We have handpicked a ton of our favorite questions, our most relatable questions. And I also threw in a couple questions that we just get asked all the time as coaches, like even just out at dinner or out with friends. We had a couple fun questions that just come up with a lot of women, a lot of people who are in the workforce, students, common questions for coaches.
Yes, they're from relationships, careers, and overall wellness, fitness questions. So if you guys have any questions, please reach out to us. We'll love to hear from it. So it's going to be a very exciting episode. So we're just going to sit back. And what are we drinking tonight, Olivia? It's very exciting for us.
I know. I actually, when I got the news today that Kelly said we could drink red wine on the show, I got a little overly excited. I, as many of you may know, love wine. I love to try different kinds of wine, go to different wineries. And then when Kelly told me that it was totally appropriate to drink red wine on our show, I almost fell out of my chair. So
hey, it's happy hour.
I know it is happy hour, but I'm used to my green beverage happy hour, my tea happy hour, at least, you know, in this context. But why today are we breaking the mold a little bit and going crazy with some red wine? Not too crazy.
Not too crazy, but so recently I found out, I think it was like 5 days ago, it was released, that I heard that one glass of red wine a day is equivalent to going to the gym for an hour a day.
Okay. There's like no way that I totally believe that, but because I want to drink the wine, I'm going with it. But what scientifically, like how is that possible?
Yeah. So Elite Daily, I think I put this on my Twitter. So, and I hashtag NGC happy hours. So everyone go check it out. But it's an article saying that I think it was from Canada Research, the University of Alberta, found out that like in red wine, there's an ingredient called, I'm probably totally going to mess this up,
resveratrol.
Resveratrol. We tried to look up and I just messed that up.
Yeah, if someone
but anyways,
wants to out and tell us how to say it, go ahead.
Yes, please correct us. But it's resveratrol and it's found in nuts and grapes. And this just kind of does something to the heart and muscles and bones as much as a trip to the gym does. It like boosts the function. So we always heard of like drinking red wine with dinner, you know, one glass. It's kind of like heart healthy. But I was very surprised to hear about the same as going to the gym. So, you know what? I'm choosing to believe it.
Yeah.
I'm skipping the gym tonight and drinking my red wine with you guys. So I am totally happy about this.
I, being the skeptic that I am, clicked on the link in the article that you sent me to the actual study on this. It's on Science Daily. And for all you scientists out there, you can totally tell me if this is not a reputable website. I don't know. But they posted, you know, more scientific details about the study and about the resveratrol compound. And it says it's a natural compound, as you said, Kelly, found in fruits, nuts, and red wine, and it may enhance exercise training and performance. So we'll go with it. Let's go with
it. Yeah, hey. And it is only for red wine, so I do know that. So Pinot Grigio, Chardonnay, unfortunately. Kind of throw them away because I'm only drinking red wine now as the gym rat that I am.
I know. But like five glasses isn't equal to like 5 hours at the gym.
Right. I was just going to say that. I go, how about my whole bottle? Is that 4 hours? Because I'm totally fine with that. So anyways, I hope you guys are all enjoying your beverage. If it's wine, I hope it's red and we're being healthy out there.
Yeah.
Then yes, I'm excited to be kicking back with red wine tonight. But that is why we are drinking wine. Trying to be healthy, you know, and enjoy.
Whatever it takes.
Exactly.
And, you know, if you don't drink alcohol, that's cool too, because it says it's in grapes. So you can probably just get a little bit of grape juice.
Yep, grapes, nuts, anything like that. So, all right.
If you want to jump in with any questions out there and you're listening live, of course, just tweet us or Facebook and use the hashtag NGC Happy Hour so we can respond to you right away. I'm monitoring my Twitter as well as Kelly is. So let us know what your questions are.
Yes, and that's happyhour@naturalgreatnesscoaching.com. So please email that as well. And if you're Facebook friends with us or Instagram friends with us, we will get the notification. So please, we want to hear. We want to answer your questions live. But we do have a few that we can get to because we have been asking this question all week to prepare. So we've gotten a few great questions through emails and tweets that we are going to start answering.
Do you want to get into the first question, Kel?
Yeah, let's start. Do you want me to read it?
Go ahead.
All right. This is from Nina in Virginia. I've done everything I'm supposed to do. I went to college, got a degree, got a great job, got married, but I feel empty inside. I thought this was what I wanted, so I don't know why I'm so unhappy.
Oh, I can totally vibe with Nina. I used to be Nina minus the marriage.
Yes, I can totally vibe too.
Now, the first thing I would say is, let's call you out for how you even phrased that question. You said, I've done everything I'm supposed to do. Who said you're supposed to do that? That's my first thought in answering that question. What about you, Kel?
Yeah, that's the first thing that stuck out to me was supposed to. Well, by whose standards? And I think a lot of people are guilty of this. It is, you know, it's been that. And I think standards have been changing, especially with college and getting married and having kids and everything like that. But I know a lot of people are stuck in this traditional way of thinking that this is what they need to be doing. But that's where we need to step back and be like, why do we need to be doing this? Who says that?
Yeah, who said you're supposed to do that? That's one thought to process before we move forward is, according to who? Now, if that's not what you ever wanted, then no wonder you don't feel so happy.
But she does say, I thought this is what I wanted.
I know. And you know, when I was five, I thought that I wanted to be a teacher. I also thought that I wanted to live in Africa. When I was 18, I also thought I could probably be a rock star. So things change.
Oh,
you know,
of course.
As we evolve as human beings, our wants and needs also evolve. So yeah. Checking in with yourself to try to figure out, you know, what do you want now that could increase your happiness is, that's where we need to start.
And that's like the biggest thing. If you're like halfway through that degree and people, you step back and you might have that little voice inside you being or saying that this is not what you want to do anymore, but you keep thinking it's too late because you're already halfway through the degree and you're trying to ignore it and trying to talk yourself back into wanting to do that. And I've known I've done that before too. And I think this is probably what happened to Nina. You know, maybe she kind of had that second thought about maybe this is not what she wanted, but I was hoping if she did it and completed it that she would be happy once it was all done.
Yeah, and it sounds like there's some fear behind what she's saying, you know, whether it's a fear of not living up to your parents' standards or it's a fear of not doing what everyone else is doing. That's, you know, quote, what everyone else is doing, but... Or if you feel like you want to do something different that's not, you know, approved of by those in your immediate circle, you know, that's another cause for this type of unhappiness or dissatisfaction. But we also want to kind of, you know, look deeper at, is it, you said you went to college, you got a degree, you got a job, you got married. Which one of those components is the source of the empty feeling? Is it the job? Is it the marriage?
Yeah, is it the degree, or is it, you know, it can be a lot of different things. And that's like what she said, is like, she needs to know now what is the empty feeling. And as life coaches, what we do is we move forward. We don't talk about that past, right? You know, you're unhappy. So now we need to figure out, what do you want? What's going to make you happy?
Yeah. So what is your goal in each of those areas? If the dissatisfaction is coming from the job, what do you want as a career? Think about that. If it's coming from your relationship, what do you want from that relationship?
These are things you can be writing down, Nina, like, or anyone who feels this way. You know, kind of put your life in these, you know, columns, like college or job, marriage, and everything like that. And just, is this what you want, or what do you want? If you're not married yet, but what do you want in a marriage? And it's nice to have these, like, they can be kind of goals, or they can just be kind of things that, you know, they can change eventually. But for Nina, I would definitely suggest you to be doing that, to see where that empty feeling is. And then once you pinpoint it, you start making those like changes.
Exactly. Really break it down and figure out, maybe it's a little bit in each category, you know, maybe you really just need to take some time for you and to figure out what you want. Because I know a common question when you're like, well, if you don't like your job, what do you want to do? Well, most people's first response is going to be that they don't know. And that's where you start. So
I don't know, or another excuse, something. Yeah. We hear that all the time. But at the end of the day, you do know. You just need to like take the time to figure it out. And that's why we talked about like meditation and things before, because it just gives you that me time, that time to reflect on what you want and what's important to you. So maybe what I would suggest for you, Nina, to do is to sit down and think about all those types of places in your life and what it is that you're having trouble in, and start thinking of what you want. We've said that question all the time. What do you want?
If it's not what you've got, take some time and reflect on what it is that you do want. And I always feel like it's in, you know, you have to create an environment to get that kind of thought process going. So telling your husband or your children or your job that you need a day for yourself, you need a couple hours for yourself to go be in an environment that, you know, is energizing to your soul and is a place where you feel like you can get in touch with you. Take that time for yourself, because what's causing you a lot of this or emptiness right now is the fact that you haven't taken action on any of these areas. So start with a small action. Take a day for yourself or a couple hours for yourself and get in that self-discovery zone. Write out what you want at work. Write out what you want to feel in your marriage or what you want to feel in any relationships, and start with that. Outline it. Get it out
there. That alone is going to start making you happy. Figuring out what you really do want will make you happy.
Yeah, so start there, Nina. And of course, if anyone else is having these similar things, reach out to us. That's what we do. We help you figure all that stuff out. We have to come, we're coming up on our first break, so refill your beverage and we'll be back with some more of your questions.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
Like so many others, do you put on a game face to the world? The stress of home life, work life, and personal life converge on us on practically a daily basis. Yet, so rarely do we let others see our real selves, and we carry on like we don't have a single problem. We need to connect and to find out we're not alone. Tune into Stories from the Heart of Leadership with host Shamin Sadek to find out not only what's been created, but the story behind it. Listen live every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Get ready to experience a more fulfilling lifestyle. Tune in to Direct Connect Empowerment with host Fee Mazanke. The show will feature guests who have changed their lives by using the Direct Connect coaching program or have worked with the same concepts that this program offers. By hearing how others have been transformed, you will be inspired to move forward. Direct Connect Empowerment with Fee Mazanke can be heard live every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're tuned in to Happy Hour, how to get what you want out of life and create more happiness. To reach Liv and Kelly or today's guest, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You can also send us an email. Our email address is happyhour@naturalgreatnesscoaching.com. Now, back to Happy Hour.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy, happy hour to you. I'm one of your hosts, Olivia.
And I'm Kelly.
Tonight, we are answering all of your juicy, juicy questions on wellness, career, love, and how to bring more overall happiness into your life.
We would love to hear from you guys, so please call in, tweet, Facebook, email. All our information is on our page, or you can do happyhour@naturalgreatnesscoaching.com. And we would love to hear from your questions so we can answer it live for you guys to all hear.
Yes, definitely.
So how's your wine going, Olivia?
I'm drinking it very slowly. You know me, I'm more of a white wine person.
I know, because of
the health benefits of red wine. No, it's actually good. And I kind of like it better in the fall, too. It's just a little bit warmer.
I know, which is almost October, starting tomorrow, which is very exciting.
I know.
I cannot believe it.
Yeah, if you guys aren't subscribed to our Greatness Guide monthly newsletter, it goes out the first week of every month. And we also do our monthly mantra in there. And I'm excited for the October announcement, which I'm not going to give away now, but just something a little refreshing for you to have each month.
Yes, please, guys, subscribe so you guys can get our monthly newsletter.
Yeah, and also our show topics, of course. And then that's how you would have known to ask us all of your juicy, juicy questions.
Yes, which we will get back to, I guess, right now. Are you ready for our next question?
Yes. Do you want me to read it?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so this question came via Facebook from Justine in Austin, Texas, and she says, I keep trying to start different things in my own life. For one, I wanted to write a blog, then I wanted to start a networking group, and now I'm considering taking my yoga teacher training course, but I'm afraid I'll give up on all of that too. Why can't I follow through with anything?
Oh, Justine. I feel ya.
I know. I go through this a lot with myself, with clients, following through with things. Well, first of all, following through with things is always a lot easier when it's something you're passionate about, something you 100% are invested in financially, invested in with your soul, investing your time into it. I mean, that's, for me, what pushes me to follow through with things usually.
Yeah, it's definitely like the passion behind it. There's certain things that you just know and you just don't want to give up on. But I've been there and I have a lot of clients that do feel that they keep changing their mind about certain things. That they like the sound of so many different careers and that it is impossible or might not be logical to do those many different careers. So we've kind of answered a question like this before. And you just kind of need to break it down, like we said, to Justine on like what it is that you want and kind of like go from there.
Yeah. And I mean, also, you know, for those listeners who are familiar with Marie Forleo, who has an awesome website and business, and she preaches to, you know, create a life and job that you love. And she also has a lot of resources for what she calls a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I mean, as much as everyone in branding and marketing says to define your niche and, you know, speak to your targeted audience and focus on one thing and getting really good at one thing. I get that, especially from a business perspective, but there's also a place in the world for multi-passionate entrepreneurs who want to do a little bit of everything. But doing a little bit of everything doesn't necessarily mean doing them, how can I say this without saying a bad word, but half butt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
So putting 100% into a bunch of little things is possible, but you have to make sure that those are really things that you want to do.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And I think once you even start trying to do these things, like you said, Justine, that you're afraid that you will give up on that too. So I'm wondering if you tried writing a blog and you got halfway and, or you couldn't write it or you didn't like to writing it, you know, or if you started a networking group, like what happened? Like I kind of would want to pick your brain on, did you even try these things or were they just thoughts? Have you followed through with them? You know, maybe you need a pick to try to do one or start talking to someone who's done these things and pick their brain and maybe like go to a yoga teacher trainer, go to your yoga teacher now if you have one and talk to her about it. And I like to always ask why they started doing things because I kind of like to see where their passion or where their thought came from. And you can get some pretty interesting stories when you ask someone why they started something or why they became interested in that hobby or that job or that passion. So that's something I feel like Justine would need to do is kind of pick one of these things if you haven't tried it and start trying it and see where it comes from. If you are halfway done and you don't like it, then there are a lot of things apparently that you are interested in, so you try the next one. It kind of is like a trial and error type of thing sometimes.
It really is. And the beauty about any type of passion-based hobby or business is that if you're not enjoying it, you may need to redefine your passion a little bit. And this is something that I'm always telling my clients. I work with a lot of women who are creating businesses or creating new careers. And when it starts feeling like too much of a chore and something that you don't look forward to anymore, that's when you kind of have to tweak it. You want it to be something. If it's a passion-based hobby or career, it's something that you want to energize you and to look forward to and to make it the best part of your life.
And sometimes you do lose that passion, don't get us wrong, but there is something that you can maybe tweak about it, you know, and that's what we said before about careers, like maybe there's something certain about that job or that passion that you can start doing more of and less of what you don't like. And that's just knowing what those two like things are will make a difference on how you can kind of change it towards what you like and what your passion is.
Yeah, and a couple weeks ago when we did the passion investigation show, we talked about trying to define your passion. And, you know, we also, if you go to naturalgreatnesscoaching.com, you can download our free passion investigation tool, which is a worksheet for you that you can use to answer or ask yourself those hard questions that really define what it is that you're looking to create in this world. So, you know, part of that, part of figuring it out is taking the first steps to do so.
Oh, yeah. And I have clients that would take that and their questions would change after doing it a couple months later. So it is okay to have these different types of ideas and things about it, but you just need to break it down to what lies behind all of your ideas. Like kind of like there's always normally one thing that kind of brings them all together.
Yeah, some repeating thought, repeating word, repeating habit that you like to do. You know, for some people, it might be volunteering or teaching. When those kind of repeating thoughts come up, then that helps you really hone in on what it is that you're looking to do.
Exactly.
And, you know, if you want to start a networking group, just start with one person. You know, you can find someone who's interested in doing that too. And sometimes working with someone else and, you know, similarly to how Kelly and I got started, what, you know, having that person to hold you accountable and keep you going and keep it fresh, that could be, you know, a way to get started as well.
And it's very, I mean, it's exciting just to have someone there to kind of push you along. It's definitely something that really helped me. to be able to have her kind of, if I was stuck or feeling like I didn't want to do it, instead of like losing or, you know, backing out on it, she was there to push me, you know, to make me, I had to do it because I had to be, you know, I'm doing it with her, which a lot of people even do with like fitness.
Is that fun, you know, for you, girl?
What? No, it's not in that way. I'm just mean when you, like, you know, when you have a setback or anything like that, it's just nice to have somebody with you. So if she was starting a networking group, to have somebody kind of like any questions or ideas to bounce off of or to hold you accountable. Like I said, with people in fitness, they always have a, you know, a workout partner.
Yeah.
Because if you don't want to go, you know, they're like, no, like, don't leave me. So you kind of feel it's just someone to be able to push you and help you.
Yeah. And someone to cheer for you and to celebrate those successes with too, which is also really fun.
Yes. I definitely agree.
We actually had a friend who was, considering starting a blog with one of her friends, and they were kind of bouncing ideas off each other too. So sometimes just having a partner in what you're creating can be, you know, the catalyst for the actual creative process.
Yeah, because again, with like writing a blog, everyone's like, well, what should it be about? Are there too many of these? Are there too many of, you know, so having someone to kind of like help you find that niche or what makes you guys different than all the other blogs or anything like that is definitely helpful.
Yeah. So as we said to Nina, the key here is to take an action. So whether it's trying every little thing, whether it's Kelly's great suggestion of reaching out to people who do different things that you're interested in, from a blogger to someone who runs a networking group, to someone who, to one of your yoga teachers, and learn about it, learn what they do on the day to day or to maintain that career or passion project. And just talk to them about it, or it could be just try each one. Write down what you liked and what you didn't like about it, and use that as a point of reference moving forward.
Yeah, like you said, if you're it's not giving up. If you tried and you don't like it, then that's not giving up, in my opinion. I don't think that's giving up. I think that's you taking the chance. So you're going to find that passion. You're going to find out what you really want to do by trying all the things that you think you want to do.
Right. And you can cripple yourself by holding on to, I'm afraid I'll give up on it. You know, instead of coming from, well, I'm afraid I'll give up on it, so I don't really want to put 100% into it. Change your self-talk and change your talk to a place of self-love and of service. So, you know, if you value yourself and you value your creative energy and you know that you have something to share with the world, come at it from that place. Come at it from a place of love where you are willing to go out of your comfort zone to share something with the world, be it in a networking group or a blog or your yoga practice, and consider it a service that you're offering.
Yeah, and don't say that if you failed on the last three or you gave up on that one, so you don't want to try again, because that's not the place you may be coming from, because that's a negative place. The past is the past. And just always move forward and never think about that. Never think about, you know, what you haven't accomplished. Think about what you can and what you want to. And that's just what you need to do. That forward language is what we need to be doing.
Yeah. The stories that we tell ourselves can be so crippling too. And, you know, calling yourself a person who doesn't follow through, that makes you a person who doesn't follow through. If you're someone who reaches their goals, if you're someone who is determined and you start talking about yourself like that, that's who you will become. Make yourself fulfilling prophecy a good one.
Yes, we love these questions, guys. Justine, that was an awesome question. And I think I'm getting a couple more tweets and Facebook messages, so we are going to take a break.
You're so popular.
I know, right? And I'm going to read more of your questions and keep sending them, guys. We'll be right back on our next break.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
Are decisions at the leadership level determined by influences of external factors? Discover by tuning into From the Boardroom to the Bedroom, The Protocol Praxis with Suzanne Z. Pedro. Science reveals that decisions are made subconsciously based on emotions and learning, which occurs before one is aware. So take a chance. Open the door. Reframe your critical decisions with proven successful strategies. The Boardroom to the Bedroom. Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
achieve balance in your life? Is it when everything runs in perfect alignment with each other, time, money, and life? You can keep everything in nearly perfect balance. Listen for Be Mighty with K.D. Marley, which is made up of two people, K.Mar and D. Lee. The hosts have worked with small business owners to find the best and most systematic way of tracking both time and money in order to achieve work-life balance to their advantage. The show can help you, too. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're tuned in to Happy Hour. How to get what you want out of life and create more happiness. To reach Liv and Kelly or today's guest, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You can also send us an email. Our email address is happyhour@naturalgreatnesscoaching.com. Now, back to Happy Hour.
Hey guys, welcome back.
Sorry, I'm Olivia, and I'm here with
Kelly. Sorry, we're over talking each other.
I know, we actually, over the commercial break, we were reading all of the questions and tweets and messages, and we were laughing because we just couldn't decide which one. We couldn't decide which one to read to you guys, so.
I know. We're very excited that we're getting them, so keep them coming. But yes, it's hard for us to pick.
I know. One of the questions we got is from Meg in Philly, and I kind of want to answer this one quickly, Kel, because it kind of piggybacks on what we were just talking about, and plus she's kind of one of my friends, so I have to answer her question. So she says, I keep seeing people traveling, starting businesses, doing really cool stuff like painting classes or dance classes, different workouts and group activities. Is it bad that I sit at home and I have no desire to do any of this stuff? I need to find a hobby or something that I'm passionate about, but I don't know where to start.
I really like this question.
I know. Well, first of all, the Facebook world, the Twitter world, the Instagram world, remember that these are people's best moments, right? So I don't take pictures when I'm sitting home in my bed watching Sons of Anarchy with my dogs. Well, usually I don't. But that's my boring life that I lead on a regular basis, right? I take pictures when I'm at the beach with friends or traveling to a new city or, you know, when I was at Wanderlust in Brooklyn the other week. You know, we take pictures of cool stuff that we do, right?
So when you stalk someone on Facebook or Instagram, you're seeing their best moments.
Yeah.
Yes, I just said stalk, okay?
I know. But you're seeing them at their painting class, their dance class. I'm sure that every single day they're not out doing something. But if you do feel that burning desire to find something that you want to go do, well, go out and figure that out.
Yeah, if you don't want to, then don't be ashamed of that. Don't think that you need to do that because everyone else is doing it. And it's so hard because that's how so many people live these days. Everyone else is doing it, so I need to do it. Everyone else is getting married, so I should get married. And that's not it. Like, if everyone else has a passion, that's fine. But if you're happy with what you have and what you're doing, then that's your passion. You don't need to be going out and finding something else. They're just finding that because they want to be happy. So if you're already happy, then you're happy.
Yeah. I mean, if sitting at home, I am a homebody. Like I love being at home. Really. I do. I love being with my dogs. I love reading. I love hanging out here. I love sitting on my deck. I'm good with that a lot of the time. And if you feel that way and you truly don't feel like you're missing out on anything, you know, pretend Facebook, Instagram, and all that is gone for a minute, then that's okay.
So yeah, it's really, to answer her question, no, it's not bad that you sit home and have no desire to do any of that stuff. It's not. But if you do have a desire, then obviously that's what you need to go find. But you don't need to go find a hobby or something to be passionate about if you don't want to. But again, if you want to, then yes, that's a whole different.
Of course, go to our website and download our passion investigation tool, or I can send it to you. But you know, if you're, or just get out there and try something, right? You don't know until you try it. I mean, I never thought that I would like sewing, but I do, you know, it was just something I tried and I found almost therapeutic and I liked it. So maybe there's something out there that at first you wouldn't think that you would like it. And once you try it, you may find out that it is something that you enjoy doing.
Yeah. And I do like trying new things. Like that's something I just try to do. And
well, that's like Kelly's Calendar. That's the point of it.
I know. I was just going to say that's why we started Kelly's Calendar. For you guys who don't know what Kelly's Calendar is, it's something that's my blog on our, we get once of the news, what is it, monthly newsletter?
Yeah, so. But Kelly, don't even lie. Like you've always liked to try new things.
No.
The reason that, why, tell everyone why you started the blog.
Oh, because you made me?
Right. Well, no.
Well, what kind of reason are we saying? But no, I mean, I was, I was against blogging and I was nervous about, you know, starting a blog. So I kind of wanted something to write about. Well, I've always wanted, I don't do new things. I've never come out of my comfort zone. I love my comfort zone. I hate going out of it. Well, I tried it and I kind of like trying new things. So we made it into Kelly's Calendar. So now it's a blog and every month I like will let everyone know what I'm doing so you guys can hold me accountable. And I try something new, like something like cooking something new or trying a new workout or trying a new hobby. And so, you know, for Meg and Philly, I go on Living Social, I go on Groupon, I do all those things daily to just see what's out there and something that might be exciting, like a painting class. Because you see people do it, but maybe you want to try it.
Yeah.
If you have that desire to try it.
Yeah, go for it. And this is a suggestion for Meg and Kelly. Like, Meg, if you have something that you want to try that's new, reach out to Kelly. She'll do it with you.
Exactly. Any of you guys, I would love to do it with you guys. So just please reach out. Let me know, like, what you guys are trying new. And maybe I'll try, you know, and I can try it with you guys. We can be Instagram friends. I'll post pictures of me doing it. And every month I'll write a blog about my experience, if I liked it, and any recommendations or tips I will share with you guys that I learned. And I would love to hear from you guys as well. So,
yeah, Meg, and I have a slight inclination that Meg may feel like she does want to get up off the couch and do something, which is why she brought this question up. So, you know, if that's weighing in your mind, like get out and try something, then just do it. You don't want to waste your time sitting on the couch thinking about it.
Yes. So definitely, you know, try something. Just try a few things out. See how you're feeling about it. Maybe you're passionate about it. Maybe not. But just, you know, I'll do it with you, Meg. So reach out to me. We can do it together.
I hope it's something really crazy.
Yeah, then I'm not sure about that. No, it's okay. We'll do it.
And don't compare yourself to what everyone else is doing, because what everyone else is doing is not what you're meant to be doing necessarily. So,
yeah, that's for sure. So you definitely need to think about you, think about what you want. And yeah, but I really do think she definitely wants to try something new.
What do you, already have a plan for what you're doing in October yet, Cal?
Kind of. I have a few things in the works.
I'm excited. Don't reveal it yet.
I'm not revealing, but I have been thinking about it and I'm been wanting to try a lot more new things, so I might be committing. Maybe one of them, yeah.
Oh,
I tried to invite you last time and it didn't work out, so maybe we can try again.
I know. We will. We got to get better at me trying new things with you.
Yeah, so we definitely, and then I invite everyone else as well, so I will, that comes out this Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I will reveal everything I want to do in October, so.
Get on our list.
Yeah, we'll know. Yes. All right. Should we move on to the next question?
Yeah, go ahead. Do you have one?
Yes, I actually just got this one. It's kind of a very long one, so I might be paraphrasing.
Okay.
But it's from Adana in Virginia. And she says she's been trying to lose weight. Her goal is 30 pounds. And every time... she wrote a lot. So every time the weather will get in the way or her being sick will get in the way, and she just stops that goal. And then she has to restart from the beginning, and she wants to know, what is she doing wrong? And so it's not excuses that are getting in her way. What she says is life is getting in her way. and she has a goal to lose 30 pounds.
Okay. I'm going to call Donna out right now. And she says it's not excuses getting in the way, it's life getting in the way.
Yes, as in she runs outside. So when she goes outside, if it's raining or she'll get sick,
honey,
and then she feels like she's
excuse. Life getting in the way is still an excuse. I don't want to be harsh, but for example, there is a YouTube video, there's Fit TV, there are indoor classes you can take, there are Instagram workouts. There's all, where there's a will, there's a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, do you agree with me?
Oh, you know, fitness thing. I definitely agree with you.
So I get it. Like, you don't want to be making an excuse, but you are. And that's okay. We all do it. I mean, I have an excuse to why I skipped yoga class yesterday. I was tired. I didn't want to go, you know, own your excuse and make a plan to get a workout that you want to do, that you are able to do regardless of the weather, the situation, you know, other life events.
And what, like, so the main thing for here is like her goal setting to me is
okay.
She's saying 30 pounds and that something gets in the way and she's like backing out. So right now, like the first thing I think about is like this article that I actually read recently.
Okay.
About, he's a fitness coach and I'm trying to bring it up so I can quote him. But, he had a really great story and I just remember stuck in my head at the end of, he would always ask everyone, what are you going to do to make your life better today?
Right.
And I think that's today is that key word that people don't understand. And so we need to stop thinking about that 30 pounds and like, I need to run every day for 4 weeks in order to get to that goal. Like, you need to think about today. And what people need to do is like, what can you do this second? It's raining. I don't care. What can you do today? One small thing you could do today that can make you reach that goal.
Yeah, I love that. Really just focusing on today, right? Not focusing on every other day of the week or what it's going to be like in a month from now or events that you have coming up. Really, Kelly, you're totally right. Just what can you do today to progress towards your goal?
Yeah, like I had clients that'd be like, I want a 6-pack abs, or I want to like weigh what I did in college. They'll have these huge goals. And you just get tripped up in these plans and these strategies of how to do these goals that you have so many other things that are going to come in that get away of that. So what I always tell my clients and what I'm telling Donna is to think about today. All you need to do is make progress today and take one day at a time. And this really doesn't even go just for weight loss. This goes to any type of goal of any single thing that we do, like any goal setting in general, just like what's one thing that you can do today to make those choices, like one thing just to make you reach that goal, that big goal.
And consider what you're committed to, right? Is Donna a mother? Was that in there, Cal?
Yes.
So, you know, you're committed to your children. You may be committed to your significant other. You're committed to your job and you're committed to yourself. Don't put that last and don't push it off, right? Because when we show up in this world as our best self, we are showing up as our best self for our loved ones, for our job, and for any other place that we bring ourselves. Self-care is number one. Like, you are your number one. It's not selfish. It's selfless, really.
And I hear, yeah, I mean, when I was reading hers, it was a very long one, so I couldn't read it all to you guys. But when I was reading it, it just reminded me of myself and so many of my clients that just beat themselves up for everything because they didn't do that. They have such big goals that they have such big things that they want to accomplish every day. And if they miss one day, they don't think they're going to reach that big goal. And just the smallest things, you guys need to remember, the smallest things or choices you make in one day is what's going to make that goal happen. So maybe I didn't work out today, but maybe I'm choosing to eat a salad instead of ordering pizza tonight. That will get me to my goal. Eventually will get me to that goal of losing that 30 pounds.
Exactly.
Like, don't beat yourself up.
Take it one day at a time and treat yourself with loving care, self-compassion. You are what you've got. You treat yourself like you're one and only. And with that being said, we're going to take one last break and come back with one last question.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment. You need to live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Our listeners have told us that they want to be motivated, hear about success stories and positive encouragement around the clock. And we've responded to you. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's here at voiceamericaempowerment.com.
Can you think of anybody who does not want a better life and to be a better person? Think about that for a second. Almost everyone wants to be better, but how does one go about doing that? One thing that is making people better every week is tuning in to the Self-Improvement Show with Dr. Irene Conlon. All real change comes from within, but many of us don't know where to find the information or guidance we need to make the changes that bring about the improvement. Most of us don't know how to work within. Listen Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You're tuned in to Happy Hour, how to get what you want out of life and create more happiness. To reach Liv and Kelly or today's guest, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You can also send us an email. Our email address is happyhour@naturalgreatnesscoaching.com. Now, back to Happy Hour.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Olivia.
And I'm Kelly.
We are here today answering all of your questions, really, and talking about how to create more happiness in work and life and love and, you know, with ourselves. And in honor of taking care of ourselves, Kelly has done the sort of untraditional and chosen our drink tonight as red wine because apparently, according to scientific research, this is good for our bodies.
Hey, guys, believe it. I love it. So no questions asked. Yes, a glass of red wine a day is supposedly equivalent to that gym, 1 hour at the gym. Hey, I'm fine with it. So if you guys get to the gym, don't feel guilty. Pour yourself a glass of red wine and listen to the end of our show where we'll be answering more questions. And please feel free to still tweet, message, Facebook, anything, because we will definitely be responding back to you. If we can't do it on the show, we will email you guys and we will respond to your questions. So don't feel like you have to be doing it right now live. We will love to talk to you guys.
And we did receive an email tonight, and this one is from Brett in Portland, Oregon. And he says, I'm pretty sure that the reason that I never go for what I want or date who I want or get the job that I want or even get credit for anything that I want is because I have really low self-esteem. I mean, everyone thinks I'm really confident and outgoing, but I know the truth. I'm constantly judging myself, comparing myself to others, and I think it's really holding me back from being successful. Do you have any tips for breaking this pattern and building more self-esteem?
Wow, I don't even know what to say to that. But initial, I'm like, I'm happy that he's totally admitting all that. That's a huge step.
Huge step to admit that. Yeah.
Yes, I was very surprised.
That a lot of people struggle with, but don't necessarily pinpoint. So I think that you're not alone, Brett. We are all guilty of comparing ourselves. We are all guilty for doubting ourselves and for not getting what we deserve in this world because of how we see ourselves.
And it's definitely how he sees himself, because he says that everyone else thinks he's super confident, outgoing, but deep down he's not feeling that. He's definitely hiding.
Yeah. And, you know, part of it is being aware of it. That's definitely step number one. And then where do you think that's rooted in? You know, is it your performance at work? Do you feel like you're not doing enough? Do you feel like, you're not living out your true self, because I know for a fact that when you're not really living out your life's purpose and being true to who you really are, it's hard to really love yourself.
Yeah, like this is kind of similar to that first question. I've been doing everything that I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Well, he's saying he's not doing what he wants. Is it because he thinks that's not what other people think he should be doing, or what he thinks he's supposed to be doing? Mm-hmm. I feel like he might be living up to someone else's expectations and not his own.
That's true. That's true.
Because he's like, not what I want.
Yeah. And it's really changing those kind of viewpoints of yourself and those thoughts that you're having. Start with actually reframing your thoughts, right? So if you're always judging yourself and you're talking down to yourself all the time about your, it could be your looks, your performance, your, you know, savviness with women, whatever it may be, if you're constantly saying you're not good enough, you're not wealthy enough, you're not talented enough, you're not attractive enough, change that dialogue. Start there. Start with some dialogue that really exhibits the love that you have for yourself.
We hear it all the time, like not enough or not supposed to. Like by who? Who's telling you this? What's enough? I don't even know that, because I say it, and I'm totally guilty of this right now. Like saying like I'm not pretty enough or whatever, but I don't know who enough is. Is enough a person that I'm not pretty, like prettier than? It's just doesn't make sense sometimes. And this is what Brett, you know, is what you're doing. Is yeah. You're not doing it because why? He's saying low self-esteem. And he's comparing himself, and that's always a bad thing.
Yeah, so declare who you are and how you want to perceive yourself. And, you know, obviously you're doing a good job at not really... If you really think that your friends see you as this confident person, then as we say, that's your inner greatness. If you're showing up to your friends as confident and you've got it together, you have those qualities in you, but you need to start recognizing them in yourself. So instead of saying, I'm not good enough, start every morning with, I'm great, I'm capable, I'm able to take on whatever it is that comes up today. I have the intelligence to handle situations. I have the wherewithal to get things done. Any of those, what affirmation do you want to give yourself? Because clearly somewhere in your soul, in your inner greatness, in your essence, there's a confident man, there's a successful man, there's somebody who quote unquote has it all together.
And we're later probably going to be talking with you guys about essence and what we call your inner greatness. But this is something that you're going to be asking what other people and how other people see you. And Brett, you're already telling us that people are seeing you as this confident, outgoing person. So maybe that's the truth. That's who you are, because that's what you're giving to people. And you need to like accept that. Like when people are like, you might not think you are because of other reasons, but if they think you are, then you're definitely giving that out. And that's what you need to start believing. And you need to say that you are. Instead of saying, I have low self-esteem, say that you have high self-esteem, that you are super confident. These are mantras you can be saying to yourself daily to help you. Because I feel like you just need to be talking yourself into it.
Yeah. Yeah, just start with a couple affirmations. I mean, just saying them works for some people. Posting them in places that you frequent, that also works. And change them as almost opposites of your negative thoughts. So if you are saying, I'm not good enough, change that affirmation to, I am enough. If you're not feeling attractive enough, say that I'm beautiful inside and out. You know, really, as you have those negative thoughts, that's the perfect time to say, okay, wait, I don't want to look at myself like this. I don't want to feel this way. How do I want to feel? Jot it down on a post-it, type it in your little notepad, and put it somewhere where you can remember that, because the only way to train your brain to have a different outlook is to by giving it a different outlook.
Yeah, we all do it. We all constantly judge, you know, ourselves or compare ourselves to others. Like we've been there. We try not to do it. So these are things that you can be doing to make yourself not do that. Like when you see yourself, or when you start doing that, when you start judging yourself, or you start comparing yourself, take a step back and read these affirmations, read these and tell yourself you are good enough, you are confident, and you need to believe them. When you write these down, you just can't just write them down. You need to accept that these are what people see you as because this is what you are.
Yeah, and it may sound like a lot of work to put in, but it's a lot of work to feel like crap all the time too.
Exactly. A lot more work.
You know, this is, again, going with the answer to all the questions tonight, really is to take an action. Whether it's not feeling good about yourself or your work or your love life or your job, sitting and thinking about how dissatisfied you are, well, there is some insight to be learned from doing that. But the real feel good, the real happiness inducer is going to come from taking some type of action.
It's from action steps and it's from you. It's from you deciding that you want the change and you deciding what you want and then you taking the actions to do it.
Yeah. Even if it's just a little action.
You guys, well, all of you, everyone reaching out to us today is an action.
Yeah.
And I love that they all done that and we are very excited and we are coming to the close of our show, unfortunately, but we want your questions to keep coming. I'm still getting tweets and messages. I want you guys to keep doing it. We will answer them.
Yes, we will. And I think the theme of the night tended to be, you know, take care of yourself, make time for self-care, and then take some action towards your goals. And if you need help with that, reach out to us. All of our contact info is right on the website. And we'll be back with you guys next week for some more happy hour.
Thanks for joining us this week. Be sure to stop by for Happy Hour with Liv and Kelly again next Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. See you soon.